Hello, this is Dr. Annie Rohr giving you something a little bit different today. It's a podcast bite, and it's part of my series, Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit, and let me tell you what's different about this one. I'm going to do a general meditation on gratefulness and gratitude, and let me tell you why, and hopefully it'll be short as well. The reason why this came up for me is that I'm working with someone on my own issues and life and betterness, and therapists do have therapists, and sometimes we have consultants, and sometimes we have coaches, and sometimes we have supervisors, but I'm working with this very lovely lady on some things regarding my own postpartum anxiety and some stresses that I have with my daughter's sleep and whatnot. And this very amazing lady has given me some tips and some homework, just like I give my patients, and I'm going to do my best to do them. And one of the things that I've been told to do is listen to a meditation or some kind of recording on gratitude, so I can stay in gratitude for 21 days. And there is a meditation online for this. There are plenty meditations on gratitude and gratefulness, and I encourage you to use them, and I encourage you to be challenged. But what I found was they're either too long, the person's voice doesn't resonate with me, they're lovely, just sometimes you want it to resonate with you or you want to hear it, or sometimes their message didn't work for me. I found that some of the gratefulness messages kind of were there to remind you what you had in comparison to others, and I didn't want that in this journey. I wanted a message that just reminded me of what I had and not so much putting me in that negative space of what I had in comparison to others, you know, like it could be worse kind of thing. And I know it could be worse and it absolutely could be worse, but I felt like for my meditation, I didn't want that. So this is your preparing. I also know that a lot of the meditations just go right into it and there's no preparing. So I'm going to have you prepare. So as I'm talking, I want you to think of three things that you are grateful for. And this can change every time you listen to this. Go ahead and think of three things. It can be simple. It can be obvious. It could be thankful for life, thankful for your family, thankful for your partner, thankful for your job. It could be deeper. It could be thanking for your creativity, thanking for your abilities, whatever it may be. But three things that you feel pretty good about today. Okay. You have them in your mind. Jot them down, whatever works for you. And the next thing I want you to think about is a special moment in your life where you felt happy. Just sort of happy. And in this moment, there might have been something that crossed your mind, like, I'm so happy this happened, or I'm so grateful this happened, or I'm so grateful to be surrounded by these people. Now, you might not have the answer here on this first recording, and you may need to come back to this and have it, but I just want you to start preparing and knowing that we need to remember the moments that made us feel happy or grateful or brought us some kind of sense of happiness. And I want you to put them somewhere, like a note on your phone, or a post-it note or somewhere that you can get to, because any time in life things are hard and we don't know if the moment will pass, reading through those types of memories really helps. And it's a therapist strategy. It's a therapist strategy in a lot of things, in hypnosis, in regrounding someone when they're having a hard time, and calming someone in an anxiety attack. So I want people to start preparing. So there should be, you know, a section somewhere, and these things should be near you. So I want you to start preparing by thinking every day on something or some moment in time that brought you some kind of happiness. And for some of us, it's one moment, and some of us, it's many. Write them all down if you need to. Grab them when you need to. Read through them when you need to. Read through them when you need a moment of peace and reminders that life can be good. Okay, so you have your three gratefulness, three gratitude moments, and your, or what you're grateful for, and you have your moment that you're preparing for. And now that you have this moment, I just want you to close your eyes Take a deep breath. And what I want you to do is try to recapture the feeling that you had in that memory where you felt happy or you felt grateful, whatever it was. And I just want you to think about that feeling and hold it. Take a deep breath. Okay. Now, just get comfortable, because this will be quick. I want these things to be doable. I want these things to be happy. And if you're going to take the dare to do it for a few days, we want it to be something that's possible. All right, so get comfortable. Close your eyes if you can. If not, that's okay. Here's a very fun thing, is that you can listen to something and not be focused on it. And it'll get to your subconscious anyway if you repeat it. So even if you're just listening to me and you're not paying attention, that's okay too. So take your first deep breath. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to feel happy. I want every day to feel like I'm capturing the moments that are good, that I'm focusing on the moments that are positive, that I'm holding on to the feelings that give me joy, that make me feel grateful. I ask my heart, my head, my subconscious to focus on these moments and to hold them every day. I want to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Take a deep breath. Breathe with me or on your own in any way that feels comfortable to you. Thank you for my abilities. Thank you for laughter. Thank you for other people's laughter. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the starlit sky. Thank you for rainbows, rain, gentle breezes. Take a deep breath. I want to notice these things. I ask my heart, my head, my soul, my subconscious to notice these things every day. The good parts, the beauty, the laughter. I want this to be something that is the majority of my day. I want to notice the good and even the bad moments. I want to reflect on the positives, even in the sads. Take a deep breath. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for my health. Thank you for the ability to get help when I need it. Thank you for the ability to work when I need to. Thank you for the ability to look things up that make me laugh when I need them. Thank you for my abilities. Thank you for my capacity to love. Thank you for my capacity to receive love. Thank you for my ability to make changes when I need to. Thank you for the goodness in my life. Thank you to those who help me. Thank you for the ability to help others. Thank you for the flowers, the ocean, the beautiful trees that provide shade. Thank you. to my heart, my soul, my subconscious, my mind. I want to notice the good. I want to be grateful. Take a deep breath. Take another. Now I want you to remember the three things you were grateful for. I am thankful for. I am thankful for. I am thankful for. These can change over time. Hold them in your heart today. Notice them extra today. These three things. Keep them with you in a hard moment. Remember that you have things to be grateful for. Thank you for today. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for moments where I can feel grateful. Now, I want you to capture that moment I told you, that memory that made you feel happy or grateful, and there was a feeling of something that came with it, goodness, happiness, comfort, and wrap it around you. Let it fall over you like a warm hug or a warm blanket. And know that in any moment, you can grab that feeling and remember it and feel it again. Take a deep breath. All right, it's time to start our day, to be grateful, to be happy, to have moments of happy. One more deep breath. Think of this. Every day you listen to this recording, or you think of the three things you're grateful for, or you remember a moment that you wrote down, or you read the stuff that you wrote down from before that bring you happy memories and gratitude, you're helping yourself. You're helping yourself find a moment of happy. You're helping yourself live in gratitude. You're building positivity. You're taking the positive or the optimistic moment of any situation. And people who do that, they're happier, calmer. They know how to settle themselves in anxiety. They live longer. Anyway, wishing you well on your grateful journey. Thank you very much. I hope this helped. It helped me. Thank you.